This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The content there created by listeners just like you. You can go and you can edit our wiki, you can get interactive on the bulletin board system, you can chat, and more importantly, you can actually create the front page content of the site by submitting different show prep suggestions, and then they're voted on by other listeners, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site at freetalklive.com, and it's all totally free. We're going to continue here taking your calls, talking about pregnancy and reproductive ability as far as who decides, if anyone, to ever take away the reproductive ability of a man or a woman. And we started out mostly focusing on women, but I think it was rightly brought up that, men can be abusive too, and maybe they should have their, maybe they should have a vasectomy as a result of that, if they're abusing their kids, for instance. But while I support the general concept of that, I think that incentivizing such things, vasectomies or tubal ligations in the case of women, incentivizing those things is better than forcing them on people. I have a real problem with using force on people, even if they've already used force. I mean, even if he or she, they were abusive towards their kids, I still shy away from the idea of forcing an operation or a surgery on another human being.
Well, I think you can incentivize people when they've harmed someone, then they're at a disadvantage, right? Like it's okay to have them make reparations to that person. Perhaps a way to forgive a certain amount of reparations is by saying, "Hey, how about that vasectomy? You know, we'll give you a little bit of time off your sentence or a few less dollars you have to make in reparations if you, you just go ahead and get yourself a vasectomy."
So you can comment on that or bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Joey, ladies first, by the way, Joey in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA FM. Hello, Joey.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's like I was thinking. I had a sister that had 7 children that was in the welfare system.
Mm. Hokey smokes.
Yeah, it's exactly what I said, because I only was able to have one. But it's just, they need to do something, because that's too many children to have. And they would tell them when they were going to come and look, and it takes more than one person to have a child. And I think the other person hit out a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do this. You've got to do something. Well, and what they're doing isn't working.
Absolutely true. And what you're pointing out is that in the welfare system, that it disincentivizes people from marrying and then taking responsibility for their children. Men are taking responsibility for their children. It actually disincentivizes that, because an unmarried woman's going to get more money from welfare than a married one, and it destroys families flat out. That's what it does. It destroys families, which are the foundation, the building blocks of society. It destroys societies. And that's what it does.
It does. It really does. Because those children, by the time you're 3 years old, this is my own opinion, I've not read it anywhere, by the time a child is 3 years old, it's already got its morals and everything else.
Really?
And they didn't have any.
By the time a child is three, it has its morals?
I know that their formative years,
It's because it sits there and it sees its mother sitting on a couch smoking a cigarette and the government giving it everything.
Well, I don't know how much it's cognizant of at that age.
I don't either.
You could certainly start to learn wrong from right at a young age like that, I would think.
Right. But see, you see this. They're giving them everything. These kids, they start giving them everything. They expect it. They don't want to go out and work for it. They just expect it.
That's a very dangerous position to be in. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Joey, at 800-259-9231.
So those who are longtime listeners of the show will know that I spent 9 years in prison. Not something I'm proud of having accomplished in my life, but I learned a lot while I was in there. I met a guy when I got out. I was at the movie theater, and it was a guy that I was in prison with. And I'm like, "Hey, man, how you doing? It's good to see you. How things going for you? Where are you working?" He says, "I don't work." For him, the way he was raised was that the idea of work is for suckers.
Yeah.
Period. Flat out. You know, my job was what made me who I was. And, you know, maybe I'm a bit of a workaholic. I'll admit it. But
me too.
My job defines me, you know, and has
certainly part of what defines you.
What's that?
It's a certainly significant part of that.
It is. And, you know, I'm fine with that and I'm okay with that. For him, that he didn't even have that. I don't work. Now, I suspect he did something in order to garner money, and I don't know
collect
what that
a welfare
was.
Check.
I think it's very difficult for men to get welfare checks.
Hmm. You think? I don't know. I never tried.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he was slinging you know, drugs, or I don't know.
That's
what
work,
he was
man.
Yes, well, he didn't define it that way. And would you go ahead and tell somebody that you haven't talked to in a few years that that's what you're doing for work?
Well, it depends on how well he knows you, I suppose.
I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. Selling drugs can be very hard work, from what I understand. Dave is listening somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave, calling from Anonymous. Hello.
Hey, Mark, did you graduate from public school?
I did graduate. Well, yes, I did.
All right, so you actually spent 22 years in prison.
Well, I went to private school for a period of time, so I went to public school for the last 4 years, but I went to private school prior to that.
Oh, okay. Right.
But I didn't see much difference besides how much the teachers cared about the students. I got very good grades in private school and relatively bad grades in public school.
That's a pretty big difference, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but you know, I kind of felt like they were stuck in the same paradigms as far as education.
Probably
goes.
True. Yeah. What else did you have to share tonight? You just want to ask about Mark's educational experience?
Oh, no. You guys were talking about the forced sterilization.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely like to see that implemented as a condition.
Condition of what?
Condition of sending your children to public school.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
That is going to fly like a Led Zeppelin.
800-259-9231. Let's continue with Dale, listening in Tennessee. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, the thing about forced sterilization or kids, when you get to it, it's one of those things like go forth and multiply. I don't think you're ever going to get to the point where we're going to do that in this country, at least I hope not, because China has definitely got a one-child policy.
Do they still have that?
Yes, I understand they
really?
Do. I was just watching a documentary on it.
Is it a recent documentary?
It was a recent documentary.
Okay.
And one of the things I've noticed in just general life is when you get a society that has imbalance between the sexes, which means there's too many men and not enough women.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of people that have an overabundance of testosterone. The only thing they have to do is fight.
Yeah,
and that's where wars come from.
Well, I would say that also if you've got
wars come from politicians brainwashing
I
people.
Think he's absolutely right, though.
If there were all female politicians, we wouldn't have war.
In countries where they have, you know, a situation where the female population is reduced, you will find, in fact, that there is the crime levels raise.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
There's something about sex that keeps the testosterone levels low, and people and men especially, if they've got their mind on that and they're not abusive with it, they are not out creating violence.
So then legalize prostitution.
I'm not sure it has anything to do with lowering the testosterone as much as it has to do with, you know, the fact is, most of the things that I've done in my life, I've done in order to get nookie, right? Like, you know, somewhere or another. I left my mom's house. I mean, my meals were cooked for me, my clothes were washed for me. Why the heck would I leave that place?
Couldn't have sex with mom, that's why.
Well, that'd be awful. I couldn't have sex in the house. She's not going to let anybody come in there and do that.
All right. Yeah, have a good one. Talk to you
later. Thanks for the call. Tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
That's a really bizarre statement.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, not that you would want to.
No, thanks.
You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. Hey, got a smartphone? You can just punch up m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. m.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking a case to court without an attorney, You need Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com. It's for people, it's a course for people without a lawyer who need to know what it takes in order to win their case. Because, you know, all the imaginations that you have about how that court case is going to go, it's not. You need to know how to motion the judge, motion the court for things, how to demand evidence, and all the ways that the state and federal courts work. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through this course, complete 4-CD course, in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course. I paid for the course myself because I think it's such a great course. Jurisdictionary.com.
We continue with your thoughts on sterilization. Is it ever appropriate, and under what circumstances? 1-800-259-9231. Welfare, comments on that. How better to do it? I say take it out of the government's hands entirely and put it in the hands of people that care. Not to say that everyone in the government doesn't care. That would be an unfair statement. I believe there are people working for the government welfare offices that actually do care about people. But unfortunately, they're hamstrung from really being able to care about people by the rules of the agency and by the rules of bureaucracy and the regulations that are attached to all of the things that they do. And that in the marketplace, those same people who really care would be able to find work with charities or start their own charities and get out there and actually, you know, actually help people without stealing, without threatening violence against other peaceful people in order to get them to support your program. Hey, if your program is so great, people will support it. If you're helping people and you can show that you're helping people, people will support you. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your thoughts. Let's talk to Mark, listening in Ellensburg to KUSA. Hello, Mark. Mark, in Washington?
Yes, I'm
hey,
here.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you've been talking about welfare, and I totally agree with you. We need to take it away from the government, quit paying the huge amount of people. We're paying $40,000 to $60,000 a year in wages and benefits.
Those are the bureaucrats you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Government bureaucrats, okay.
Yes. Give it to the churches and the civic groups. Let people donate a deductible amount of money and have those people work for what they do. And that there's already a model for this, and that's the Mormon Church. They have their own welfare system. They've had it for 50 years, and it works great.
And how does it work?
Well, okay, you lose your job. You go to your minister and say, I'm in trouble. The minister says, okay, you be down to paint this widow's house in the morning. We'll help you make your house payment and provide you with some food. And this is what you're going to do every day other than maybe one day off a week, which you can go look for another job. I would say that of the people that go on the system, I have seen very few people stay on it because they go, well, if I have to work to do all this, I might as well get a job. So it works great.
Yeah.
I think we could take it away from the government, like you said, and it'd be much more efficient. It would be a volunteer system, too, as far as the people running it in the churches. They're not going to get paid for it.
Well, and you could still have charities with overhead. I mean, people could still be compensated for their efforts at charity. It's just that they would have competition between the charities to keep their overheads low. So whereas with the government, if you've got a 70% overhead like the government frequently does in their welfare programs, you'd have the reverse in the marketplace where it'd be 10, 20, 30% maximum, you know, because they'd be competing for your charitable dollars. Thanks for the thoughts on the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Now, if you're in the marketplace, though, and you're paying your, you know, administrators, whereas a church isn't paying the administrators because they're already paying church administrators, and those, you know, that's part of their duties or whatever. So the overhead is different and or not present. Then the people functioning in the marketplace are going to have ideas that are really revolutionary and great,
sure,
and really change the way that people, look at welfare and charity and things like that.
You look at the
they may very well do that, and I think that that's the only way we can find find revolutionary ideas.
Is to allow the market to innovate them. You look at the Panera store, the St. Louis Bread Company, it's the original name for Panera, that opened up a location, I believe, in St. Louis that essentially is a charity store. That you walk in and you order whatever it is you want to eat, the Panera food, and then they give you a suggested price. So it's up to you. You decide what it's worth to you. Is it? Are you going to pay the suggested price? Are you going to pay twice that? Are you going to pay 1.5 times that?
I bet a lot of people pay a basically the change over. You know what I mean? So
I
when it comes to $7.54, I'll bet a lot of people pay.
That's a good question, Mark. I have no idea. That would be an interesting little study to do, would be to look at a day's worth or a month's worth of people coming into that Panera location and seeing who pays what. Because essentially they do end up paying enough to cover the costs of the operation, to pay the people that are actually working there, and to also give food to anybody that walks in off the street and says, yeah, I can't afford to pay anything for this. And it works. It covers its costs. So it's amazing.
Yeah, and you know that way, you know, they're telling people that they can get some free food here rather than having people kind of come and beg for food. That's a you know, an uncomfortable position for anybody to be in. And the story that we read initially here, this woman was, besides, among other things, jailed for shoplifting food, and it makes you wonder if there had been an opportunity to get some free food. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the circumstances. Maybe the food she was shoplifting was a lobster platter.
Yeah, who knows? Let's go to someone calling themselves Talk. Is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live, calling in from Alaska.
Yeah, sure, for Tikali. So.
Oh, Tikali. Hey there.
And 15 years ago, I was in jail for a while. I was in a really bad spot. Wasn't doing very well. Didn't have a job. I was on welfare and ended up in jail for 7 months. And I got out of jail and ended up back on welfare for a while. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, somebody can say, okay, you know, now I need to go out and get a job. And I did. That's what I did. You don't get much money when you're on welfare. You really isn't very much at all.
No, no.
That's what people think, that you're getting thousands of dollars. You need to go check, because it was about $300 a month.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I would imagine
it gets
better if you add yourself a little extra X chromosome in there, I would suspect,
yeah.
And then maybe a few more kids. I would think that...
Well, that was the thing, was like, you know, I did see people that would go into the office and you know, they're perfectly fine, able to work and everything, and they're just doing it month after month because they can.
Yeah.
But just because somebody's doing that, they're always going to be, and I hear callers calling in saying, oh, they're on welfare, you gotta, you know, have to...
Oh, no, clearly there are. And thank you for the call tonight, Talk. I appreciate it. Clearly there are people that get on welfare and get off welfare. I mean, those people...
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are the people we're talking about helping here. I mean, those are the people you want to see helped. But unfortunately, there are people that, you know, dilute the system and make it that much more difficult for people like that to get the help that they need.
Yeah, that's true.
By sucking up the resources.
All right, toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Still plenty of time for your thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This weekend only, the Home Depot has 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED Christmas lights. Saving that much on the lights and the tree means there will be money left over for some extra packages under that tree. We're lowering the cost of brighter holidays inside and out with 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED light strings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And ask your legislator. And ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler.
hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. 9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features, and they're all free, including our wiki and Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go over and edit the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com, or you can become part of the Shrine if you're a lady listener. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to enter it over there. It's great.
So if you're one of these tea partiers and you like the ideas of liberty, here's a novel for you. It's called Progress. If you're tired of reading about the loss of liberty in so many novels, now's the time for a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. It's Progress, and it's a novel by Charles Stample. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and order it there. It's Progress by Charles Stample, or there's a banner right on the side of freetalklive.com where you can click and get it. Progress is in big bold letters there. I've read it. I think it's a great novel. It gives you short little tidbits that you can regurgitate, spit right back out at people if they have bad ideas about liberty, and you can tell them how they're good ideas. It's Progress by Charles Stample.
All right, let's continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. Alonzo is on the line listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Alonzo.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
When y'all use the word welfare, it just seems like it's a cold word for black people.
Whoa, why would you think that? There's a lot of white people on welfare.
I know, and I always heard that, but, that's all it basically is.
Have you ever been to a trailer park? It's chock full of white people on welfare.
That's probably true, but at the same time, we know what it's usually referred to when y'all use the word welfare.
But, well, are you jumping to the conclusion that, when you say y'all, what do you mean? Who
like
are you?
The two of us?
Well, yeah, you two.
The two of us, or
this
everyone?
This is what happens when you jump to conclusions and make assumptions. My best friend in the whole world is a black guy, and
idea. I'm not a racist at all, but
Well, wouldn't you have been jumping to the conclusion that? Well, hold on a second. How long have you been listening to the show?
How long?
Yeah.
Like, as in months or weeks?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's like my second time ever.
Second time. How would you know we're white? I'm just curious.
How would I know?
Yeah, we're on the radio.
I mean, white or black. I mean, just by using that term, welfare, and y'all saying...
you think it...
And just for the fact that y'all saying people on welfare should be sterilized or whatever.
I didn't say that.
Or whatever form of eugenics y'all trying to put out there.
Maybe you haven't been listening very carefully. What I was suggesting was that if somebody is wanting to sterilize a certain person, perhaps for being abusive towards children, then I support incentivization, not forced sterilization. Does that make sense?
It does, but...
And also,
I want to get one point across. Now,
okay.
I grew up, my mother was on welfare, you know.
Okay.
A lot of people get the misconception that just because you're on welfare, you don't work as hard as an average person or, say, a middle class or upper class person, you know. My mother was on welfare. She raised five kids, but she worked two jobs. My father lived with us, too. He worked two jobs, you know. We struggled, but majority of the time, it's people who, I wouldn't say, messed up in life, but, you know, grew up with...
Are you listening to the radio in the background? I'm sorry, it seems like you're...
Yeah,
turn it off. It'll confuse you.
That's throwing you off. So take one quick moment, go and turn that down.
Yeah, I'd like to make a point here on this. And I guess my question to you is if you grew up in these circumstances, and I certainly believe you when you say you did, and we just made the point that we think that there are people that are on welfare that need it and that it benefits them. But did you see people that were abusing that system as you were growing up?
Did I see it?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say I didn't see it, because there's people that abuse any situation.
Sure.
You know, in life, period. But at the same time, majority of the people I knew that grew up on welfare had hard-working parents, you know.
Did you?
That's good.
Just because a person works at McDonald's or work at Kmart that doesn't mean they don't work.
Hey, man, I worked at Kmart.
As a person who, that doesn't mean he or she doesn't work as hard as a person who has a corporate job or a higher position or a career instead of a job. You
sure,
know?
Sure. You are not talking to Rush Limbaugh here. I washed dishes for a living at one point, okay?
Yeah, I worked at Kmart, so I know exactly what that's like.
I get it, and I'm that's absolutely not where we're coming from here. And I think that the vast majority of Americans wouldn't feel that way, that if somebody's working hard, that they want to be able to help. I think that they and people who are on welfare probably feel... You know, it makes them angry that people are gaming the system and that there's nothing that they can do about it. And remember, when people game the system, what that does is it takes food out of the mouths of people who aren't gaming the system.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
At the same time, like I say, a majority of the people that I knew and that I know who are on welfare works hard, you know.
Right, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me if it's 75%. I'm not going to jump to a conclusion about what percentage of what welfare recipients actually deserve the assistance.
Yeah, I don't know how one could come up with that number.
Right, you've got your experience, and that's fine, and other people have their experiences, and that's all. It's all equal and good as far as I'm concerned. My issue is the force. So it doesn't matter to me if it's 10% of welfare recipients that are abusing the system, or if it's 30% or 50%. I don't know, and it doesn't matter. The reason that I oppose welfare is because people are forced to pay for it. I fully support charity, and I fully support the idea of helping people who need help. And I don't care if they're working or not. If they, like, for instance, if they can't work, maybe they've got a bad leg, or
there are people out there,
you know,
that
they
simply can't work,
or they're crippled somehow, and that prevents them from being able to work. I think those people deserve some help too. But I don't want to help the people that can help themselves and refuse to.
It's funny you say that, because, you know, a lot of times people who do work majority of their lives and they end up getting injured or et cetera, or disabled. It's like my mother, for example, you know, she's an amputee. She's been fighting for disability for the longest, for years and years. It's like, when I do work my butt off and say if I do get welfare or not even get welfare, if something happens to me, it's always you literally – got to lose an arm or a leg just to get that disability or that little bit of pay you deserve, you know, just as an American citizen who actually worked, You know, it's
The system is
fair.
You know, it can be very difficult to people that actually need the help. I mean,
One of the reasons it's difficult for people that need help is there are people in there that are gaming the system that are saying, you know, my wife did this for a living. She was one of these vocational people that decided who got money and who didn't. And you know, she had people come and say, hey, you know, I'm too much of a jerk to work in a real job, and so I want you to give me a check. And I mean, literally, that was the guy's excuse. I just can't get along with other people. And, you know, there was nothing she could do to stop this guy from getting money.
Yeah. One more thing before I hang up. I mean, I know y'all probably don't mean it in a racist way or manner, you know, but to a lot of people out there, especially black folks out there, you know, we hear that because throughout history, you know, when you say welfare or food stamps or whatever,
when
you know,
who says
a lot of... I mean, when anybody says it, when they make it,
why do you feel that way? I mean, why do you feel that way?
Because, I mean, let's not beat around the bush about it. I mean, we all know when people usually say that in a generalized term, as in a majority of people, they're usually talking about.
I don't think
black.
So. I mean, I can't say that. I've never.
You might not think so, but I feel a lot of people out there.
I can't deny how you feel, Alonzo. I mean, if you feel that way, that's how you feel. I don't know what has brought you to that point. Maybe there have been so many people that have talked about welfare and then made comments about black people to where it was brought together in your mind. But whenever I've talked about welfare, I'm just talking about people that either A, need help and deserve to be helped, or B, are a bunch of scam artists and are scamming the system. There's nothing in there about race.
Of course you wouldn't admit that. Of course you wouldn't say,
it's
yeah.
It's like suggesting
I mean,
it's for racism.
You know,
No, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Just 1 second. Okay. When the fact is, blacks are a minority of people that receive welfare. So how could...
I always hear that. Can you actually prove that?
Yes, they are a minority of people that receive it.
Meaning whites are the majority.
Well, I don't know the specific numbers, but I can tell you that between whites, Latinos, and other ethnic groups that receive it, blacks are not the majority of people that get welfare.
Alonzo, thanks for the call and the thoughts. We'll come back with more. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are my auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
You build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
This weekend only, the Home Depot has 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED Christmas lights. Saving that much on the lights and the tree means there will be money left over for some extra packages under that tree. We're lowering the cost of brighter holidays inside and out with 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED light strings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. So do head over and enjoy the features you'll find there on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, tis the season to be shopping. Of course, it is Black Friday weekend here, where people are rushing the malls and the department stores. Why bother with all of that? Why bother with the hassle of having to run down an aisle after a Blu-ray player, or dealing with a parking madness, trying to find a spot, and all of the stress that goes along with holiday shopping? Just stay home. Punch up Amazon.freetalklive.com and order whatever it is you need, order whatever it is you want, what you want to get for other people on your list. Amazon.freetalklive.com likely carries what you're looking for, and it's probably going to be at a better price than you're going to get at the department store anyway. So just get your shopping done. You got reviews of pretty much everything on the site. Free Super Saver shipping for a bunch of their brand new items, and even used items if you want to go that route. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, because when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale.
When it comes to potential police abuse or situations that you have to deal, that you might need a camera, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection: the GPS black box dash cam.
You want to talk about a great gift for an activist?
Yeah, no doubt. This easy-to-use unit, I've got one, and I'm very pleased with it. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone. That's very important. GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. So if you have to use it in a court case for, say, an accident or something like that, it's good to have that information. Traffic stops, all other driving incidents. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness, freedomcam.net.
All right, so we're going to continue with your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. A conversation that was originally about individuals and essentially making it so they can't reproduce, under what circumstances, is that ever acceptable, has morphed into a conversation about welfare. And we just had Alonzo on the line, and he brought up something that I found really disturbing. And it's really a statement about what Alonzo feels when people are talking about welfare. He feels like, from my understanding,
he's probably not the only person that feels this way.
I'm sure he's not the only person that that feels this way. But the way he was expressing himself was that when he hears people talking about welfare, and you know, we pointed out that he didn't even know if we were white or black on the radios, and then he said he even thought it applied to black people, that black people, when he hears even black people talking about welfare, that he presumes they're talking about black people. And as the welfare recipient,
part of the statement?
I don't know, Mark.
I don't either.
I don't have any reason to disbelieve what Alonzo says. I'm just taking it at face value. And the suggestion being that whenever somebody's talking about welfare and deadbeats, they're talking about black people. And I just don't, for me, that doesn't even enter into the discussion. Like, as we've been talking about welfare tonight, Mark, I haven't been envisioning any color of anybody. I haven't been envisioning Asians or whites or blacks or anything like that. It's a question about human beings. And it's a question about how they respond to incentives. And it doesn't, there's no evidence to say that a human being with a certain skin pigmentation is going to respond to incentives in a different manner than a human being with different pigmentation.
No, it's absolutely that much is not true. I'd also like to point out that it's fallacious to say that when one is talking about welfare, that one is talking about blacks, because I did look up the numbers during the break, and they're about what I expected them to be. Whites on welfare are the largest ethnic group. That's 38.8%, slightly trailed by blacks at 37.2%. Mm-hmm. So statistically equal, essentially, the whites and blacks, and then you have Hispanics at 17.8%, Asians and others at about 6% total. So the fact is that blacks are not the majority of people who are on welfare. So if you are generalizing those people on welfare, what you mean are black people, you are mistakenly generalizing.
Even if they were the majority, it still wouldn't be something I would be thinking about in that conversation, in a conversation about welfare. I'm focusing on the issue of why it is that that people behave in a certain way. And some people, sure, there are people who get on welfare and get off welfare. There's no doubt about that. But there are also a number of people who get on welfare and they stay on welfare because they're incentivized to do so by the system that we're all forced to pay for.
And I think that welfare has some real drawbacks for it, that it doesn't give you very much money. It traps you in a situation where you're not able to get out of it, because if you try to get out, you won't get the small check that you do get. So you're trapped in this public housing welfare pit that isn't good for raising kids. It isn't conducive to raising good families. I'm not saying that families don't manage to do it. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about incentives and how people respond to them. And here's another number, though, that it's when you're talking about the percentages, far more blacks are on welfare than there are whites on welfare. And I do think it's had a large effect on, you know, this sort of...
Wait, didn't you just say it was the other way around?
No, you're not listening.
Apparently not. I thought it was 30...
I was talking about people on welfare. Now I'm talking about blacks on welfare. So it's a quarter of, according to these numbers, a quarter of blacks are on welfare. So if you use these numbers, and I don't know who's answering what, you know, when you answer a form, you don't have to give your real race. So I don't know what people are answering. But let's assume that this stuff is true. It seems like folks that live in the sort of urban black community, and I think that there are people that live outside of it, that they've been affected poorly by these systems, that it's affected that culture poorly. How? What are the solutions to that? I don't know. And they're not going to, you know, folks aren't going to listen to me because they're going to perceive me to be of a different ethnicity than them. And, you know, somehow folks seem to be in that paradigm. And, you know, what am I supposed to do about that? I don't know.
We
think
go to the phones.
Welfare is a bad thing.
And talk to Robin. She's on the line in Waco listening to KBCT. Hello, Robin.
Yes, hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to respond to the caller. That you just had, the gentleman who is African-American.
Alonzo.
And I happen to be on welfare, and I'm white. And it's not something that I chose to be, but
sure.
I am disabled. I have multiple sclerosis, and actually I can respond to several of the topics. I adopted my son. It was because I could not have children, but I feel like there are so many children out there that need families.
Yeah,
and so
me
I
too.
Chose to adopt. I chose to adopt, and I adopted my son from Russia when he was 6 months old.
That's great.
And my multiple sclerosis got worse, and my husband was climbing the corporate ladder and decided he didn't want a sick wife, so he divorced me and signed away his parental rights to my son so he wouldn't have to pay child support and took off. And I agreed to it. I'm not going to blame him for all of it, but at the time it was right after 9/11, and I was not going to stick my baby on a plane and ship him to California to be with a man for 2 months that he didn't even know. I thought that would really, you know, mess him up completely. So anyway, make a long story short, we wound up having to get on welfare and food stamps. And at 4 years old, my son developed, well, they discovered he had cerebral palsy. So, So we're both disabled, but I'm not going to complain. We're doing okay, and we'll make it. But we live in subsidized housing, and the majority of people here are black. And, I mean, I'm not prejudiced. I'm the least prejudiced person in the world. But for him to get so defensive about it, but it's absolutely true. And I think that a lot of people that are white that are, you know, on food stamps and welfare, I think it has a lot to do with the economy. I mean, we have not had any other choice.
Yeah, more Americans are on food stamps now than they have been in decades.
I don't think I would go so far as to make that that statement. I mean, there've been white people on welfare since before the economy went bad. I mean, to make a blanket statement about that doesn't make sense.
No.
People are people, and they're going to be incentivized in certain ways. And certainly, you know, there is a question as to why a greater percentage of blacks than other groups would be on welfare. And I would love to hear someone speculate as to the reasons for that. I don't know. That's a good question. And anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Robin. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know what, Mark? We should see if we can get Robert Wicks on the phone tonight. Do you have a way to get in touch with him? Do you have a phone number for him? Because Robert Wicks is like the man when it comes to addressing these issues.
Yeah, I agree with you. He sounds great, and plus he has that very authentic accent and all.
He sounds like a black guy.
You know, I think that we need to stop pussyfooting around the issues of race in this country. I really do.
Pussyfooting. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what it is. When you have to draw in a black guy in order to comment on black people, you're pussyfooting. And
No, that's not pussyfooting. It's bringing somebody in who lives in a certain culture that's a little different from mine and would be able to make a more accurate statement as to the question of, well, why do you think this is? So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. It's bringing in an expert, not pussyfooting. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.